Zach, this is recording on Shirley Franks, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Shirley Franks, F-R-A-N-K-S, F as in Frank, F-R-A-N-K-S, Shirley Franks. Date of birth, 10-6-1950, date of birth, 10-6-23. This is a consultation from Dr. G. Frederick Herdell. Frederick, F-R-E-D-R-I-C-K. Herdell is H-E-R-D-E-L, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and shortness of breath. Next paragraph is presentless. This is a 73-year-old female who has a past history of COPD, has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity, and has had chronic neck and back pain. The patient has previously been on a steel toe inhaler, and a most recent chest x-ray done in May of this year showed diffuse interstitial prominence, suggesting mild vascular congestion and basilar atelectasis. She had severe thoracolumbar scoliosis. Period. The patient has shortness of breath with activity, and she has neck and back pain and denies any chest pains, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph, past history has included history of two back surgeries in 1979-1980 for thoracic and lumbar scoliosis, and states that the rod that was placed had to be removed since it cracked. Period. The patient also had right hip replacement in 05, and she had a plate put in her right wrist due to a fracture. And there's a history of osteoporosis, and she has had recurrent exacerbations of bronchitis, and has had pleural effusion on the right. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention the patient has hypertension since over 20 years? Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies are listed. Next, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years. And no alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of emphysema. Mother died in an accident. And next paragraph. Med list included albuterol inhaler, 2 pills, PRN. Cetirizine 10 milligrams a day, gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, fluticasone 2 sprays in each nostril daily, meloxicam 15 milligrams daily, and metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily, steorotrospimat 2 puffs daily. Next paragraph. Habits of patients smoke one pack per day for 25 years and quit. Alcohol is none. Next paragraph. System review of the patient. Uh, complaints of fatigue and some weight loss. She had cataracts, just urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has shortness of breath and cough and wheezing. She has gastroesophageal reflux and some abdominal discomfort and constipation. She has chest pain, jaw pain, and nice calf muscle pains. She has anxiety attacks and easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle aches. And she has numbness of the extremities and no headaches. Denies any skin rash, no itching. Next physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert. No acute distress, no pallor, clubbing, but there's mild leg edema. Blood pressure 160 over 80. Pulse 82, respirations 20, temps 972, weight is 133, saturation 97. HEAD announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mild injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, distant breath sounds with the few wheezes in the upper chest. Heart sounds irregular, small intestine, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+, no gross molders. Cranial nerves, grossly intact skin. No lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is type 4 scoliosis. And number 3 is history of hypertension. And next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Continue with the nebulizer with Duonep solution 3 times a day. And the Stiolto Respimat, 2 puffs a day. If necessary. She also was advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. The patient will use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs as needed. And was advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. This was a copy for Dr. G. Frederick Hurdell, MD. Thank you.